Hello and welcome to the PeopleCert Q2 2024 Results Conference Call. My name is Jess and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this call is being recorded and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. This can be done by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad to register your question at any time. If at any point you require assistance, please press star 0 and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Byron Nikolaidis, founder and CEO, to begin today's call. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining this call of PeopleCert at this last day of July. And apologies for being 2-3 minutes late because we're waiting for some people to join the call. So we're here for the Q2 results. You have received the presentation. The revenue for Q2 was at £31 million, which is minus 3% versus the revenue of last year of the same quarter. Here I want to make a clarification because this is it has an important impact across the presentation. If you remember, last year, the June was the last month where we concluded all our synergies with some remaining. It was a very high month. Usually June is around 8% of the total revenue of the year. Last year it was 13% of the revenue. So as a result of this, while this year after Q1 also April and May were significantly higher than last year because of the very high June, which was again a result of us delivering the synergies as a result of acquisition of Axelos much quicker and at a much higher number, created this aberration, which is probably the last one. We may talk about this in our previous meeting, now the last aberrations. So as you can see what I'm saying, the result in H1 24, which is still, in spite of this high June, at plus 1%. And of course, we see a very significant increase in July this year, because last year, June being very high, it's normal July to expect to be lower. LTM June 24 is at 121 million. Again, the EBITDA is 18 million, minus 6% for the same reason, whereas the half one EBITDA is at plus 4% and continues to go higher. And the respective numbers for LTM June 24 are 68 million and the margin for the same reason is 56 over 57%. Our cash position continues to increase significantly. So in the last 3 months, it increased £12 million. So right now, our cash position end of June was at £90 million versus £78 million, and this reduced the net debt to EBITDA from 259 to 241. And remember, this was March 21, it was 4.1 times. Other highlights, we signed the 60 million revolving credit facility, which is 20 plus 60, it's with the Santanderian City. The subscription and membership revenue is up by over 100%. This is going well. We have rebranded and the branding is going on and new products taxonomy. So we have ITIL, Prince 2, LanguageSet and DevOps Institute out of 15, 16 products. There is a lot that's going on product investment. After Prince 2 7, now we're working on a very big new product again, and product updates and translations. We see improved business operations, both in terms of revenue, where we come up with new solutions as well, primarily on the cost through artificial intelligence. And last but not least, the transformation that started early 23 continues to go on as planned. This is the highlights. Moving on the next slide, slide number 6. I'm not going to repeat once again the business highlights. always there. So the revenue on the right side, LTM, is 121 million pounds. EBITDA is 68 million pounds. EBITDA margin is 60%, but we expect again the year to go at over 60%. It's at 56% now. The cash flow conversion at 84%, and net debt adjusted EBITDA to 0.41x. You can see on the breakdown, and the point here probably to mention is that the exams is going further down in favor of the other services that we have introduced. And then you see the revenue by business line, by geography, and by channel. Moving on, slide seven, you see the improvement in revenue quality as of 2020. Again, so the exams from 82% down to 57%. You see the content increasing at 23%, and constantly we see also the membership is still at 2%, but we see this going up in the coming quarters. It's performing quite well. You can also see on slide number eight the evolution of the net debt to EBITDA. And in spite of the lower EBITDA, which is temporary, we can see that because of the cash position, net debt to EBITDA ratio is at 2.41x. Now I'm going to pass to George, our CFO, to continue on the financials as of slide 10. And after this, we're going to be at your disposal for any questions.
Hello everyone. We are on slide 10. As you can see, the financial performance of the group remains very stable and healthy. In the last five years or so, our LTM June number is above 120 million pounds in revenue. Our EBITDA is at 68 million pounds. Our CapEx remains more or less the same. So the financial profile of the business is unchanged, meaning high EBITDA margin and high cash conversion. We're moving on to slide 11. Here we are discussing the capital structure. As we discussed earlier, our capital structure is continuing its improvement over the time, and now we are in the range of 2.4x, and we believe that this trend will continue in the coming quarters. In slide 12, we have the profit and loss statement about the last six months of the year. First six months of the year are improved, as we discussed earlier, in all key metrics. Our revenue is higher, our gross profit is improved, our operating profit is equally better, and this is also the case for our profit before and after tax. In the next two slides, we have the balance sheet and the cash flow statement. Conscious of time, I will not discuss any details here. We have uploaded in the investor relations area a detailed press release discussing all these numbers. At this point, we are concluding our presentation, and we are happy to take any questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally, as you'll be advised when to ask your question. So once again, that's star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from the line of Laura Homsy from MFS. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my question. So Q2 was actually slightly below my expectations. I just want to understand for the rest of the year what we should expect. I understand that you don't give forward-looking statements, but generally, would you see revenue and EBITDA to be above the 2023 levels? i.e., can we expect some growth for the remainder of the year?
Yes. That's the same thing that we told in the previous quarter. Everything we told in the previous quarter stays the same.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then you do have a relatively high cash balance of 90 million sterling, obviously, and just want to understand a bit better what potential uses of that cash balance are. Are there any sort of M&A targets that you're potentially looking at, and where do you see sort of leverage going? Because obviously, you mentioned you would hope it will trend in the same direction as it has over the last quarters, i.e., downwards, and I believe you still have a net leverage target of sort of close to 2x in the medium term. But just want to understand a little bit better what your plans are with regarding the cash balance.
I think you gave the answer yourself. But to elaborate on this and on your first question again on the numbers, you see, when we acquired Axelos and we had this debt, we had some synergies to deliver, and the synergies were significant both in terms of cost cutting as well as in revenues. We delivered those synergies very quickly and more than 100% if you compare with the OM. So the result of this week creates some statistical aberration because some of this had to do with increase in prices and when those prices take effect, and then some things that again has to do with some introduction of new products and the old products with a lower price, etc. So as a result of this, last June 2023 was abnormally high. I think instead of around being 10 million, it was about 16 million, if I remember well. So we see this effect here in this quarter, and I think this is the last one because the synergies is finished. This is just the last tail of this one, and it changes the picture. However, the picture continues to be the same. We'll continue to see growth, we believe, in 2024, and we have said the same thing in December call and in March call. So what we have seen in the past quarter, I think this would be probably the indication that we would give about the future. Now, the cash balance, I mean, again, the questions you have been asking always, what are we going to do? Is it going to be a significant dividend? Is it going to be an acquisition? Well, there's not going to be any significant dividend payout. The cash is to reduce it and to pay the bond. Now, on M&A, we're always looking, but there's nothing to report here.
Understood. Very clear.
The next question comes from the line of Thomas Valtas from Tenax Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has been answered. Thank you.
We currently have no questions in the queue, so as another reminder, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. We have no further questions in the queue, so I will turn the call back over to your host for some closing remarks.
Okay. I would like to thank very much all our investors for their investment with us and the trust with us, and we will continue to deliver. And I want to wish all of you, in case you haven't been for holidays yet, enjoy your holidays. And if you happen to be any one of you in Greece, please give us a call. Would like to see and host you and explain anything you might need face to face. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines.